Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. Hey, y'all. Welcome to Dish Nation.
What up?
Wait a second. Do you feel that? That is the feeling of the chloroform wearing off.
Oh, Jesus.
Good feeling of knowing you get ready to have an awesome 3-day weekend, man. We're going to be super epic. What y'all doing out there, L.A.?
How you doing, Atlanta? Look who's here with me. It's Kerry Keegan.
Hey, L.A.
So, yo, let's get straight to it, man. A lot of things going on. Coming up, we got the season finale of Empire, which is unforgettable. Mm-hmm. And Bow Wow took a private jet just to be here in the studio with us.
All right. Ball of shot caller.
Really?
Love you, Brad. Love you so much. But first, let's talk about sex, y'all, which means I know you got a story, Frank. What up?
Yes, I do. A very interesting twist on the Johnny Depp Amber Heard divorce, and it does involve sex.
All right.
Oh, yeah. All right. Bon chicka wow wow.
Amber made a movie called London Fields, and it's not been released yet. She never promoted it, and so they're suing her for $10 million, because I guess in your contract, you're obligated to do certain promotions for movies. She's not doing it, so they're suing her, but she's countersuing, saying that they had used a nude body double to make the movie more porny. So she's like, I don't know if I want to promote that, but then the producers fired back and said the reason she doesn't want to do that is because Johnny Depp is extremely jealous, and so she was doing the scenes with Billy Bob Thornton, and he was so jealous that that's why she doesn't want to promote the movie, and that things led to arguments, and that is what led to their divorce.
What? Oh, Billy wow. Bob Thornton led to their divorce?
I don't see how you can be jealous when you're married to a beautiful bisexual. I mean, everybody's an option. How could you possibly be jealous?
How could you possibly not be jealous when everybody's an option?
It was a body double, so why doesn't she just release a press statement, let everybody know, okay, that's not me, and still fulfill her contractual agreement?
But that kind of kills the hype and the buzz for the movie, because have you guys ever saw something you found out it wasn't the person really in the movie?
It's depressing. Yes.
We're using a body double for Heidi right now.
I like your work.
I got to talk about Kim Kardashian, who's in all sorts of hot water right now, but there might be two sides to this story. So, you know, she's cool with Ariana Grande, and she tweeted this. Concerts are supposed to be a place where you can let loose and have fun. So scary to not feel safe in this world. At Ariana Grande, I love you. Now, here's the thing. She posted this photo that had her and her sisters, along with Ariana Grande, at a Kanye West concert last year, and Twitter leaned all the way into her, was like, how can you make this about yourself?
How is she making it about herself? I don't understand.
She made it about herself. She put her and Ariana Grande at Kanye's concert, although it happened, the little incident that just recently happened was at Ariana. That had nothing to do with this picture.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Let's be for real. When I saw this picture come down my timeline, it never even crossed my mind that she was being narcissistic and making it about herself. I saw her showing a picture of her being friends with Ariana and giving her support. That's genuinely what I felt.
Here's the thing. The backlash was so intense, she actually deleted the tweet.
Wow. And she never deletes anything.
By the way, it's not even a good picture.
You know what? It's not a good picture of Ariana, but it's an amazing picture of Kim's highlight. It's a great picture of Kim. It really is. No lie.
Well, last night, ABC aired the Dirty Dancing reboot. You guys remember the original, of course.
Oh, yeah.
But now what everybody is talking about is the fact that they changed the ending of Dirty Dancing.
Why?
What?
In the new version of the movie, ABC decided what would be best is to fast forward 10 years in the future. So then you see what Baby and Johnny are up to. Well, Johnny's pretty much the same old Johnny, but now he's written a Broadway play about meeting Baby and having this experience. And Baby comes to the play, and they see each other for the first time in 10 years. And he says, keep dancing.
Boom! Yeah,
some story should be left alone.
Man, who looked at Patrick Swayze and saw that he would be a writer?
On Broadway.
Yeah, on Broadway.
Man, I wish I could have wrote that ending. Instead of putting Baby in the corner, I would have put Baby on the corner. making this the surprise prequel to Pretty Woman.
All right, Atlanta, we are going to say goodbye for now, but we will be back with a crazy story about how Jamie Foxx had an Oprah intervention. Stick around.
Oh.
See you guys.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
All right, so are you ready for the drama? Because last night was the season finale of Empire. They packed a lot of crazy moments and big reveals in the final episode.
Mm-hmm.
So when Cookie went to see Jamal perform at Leviticus in Las Vegas, Lucia stopped her backstage to tell her this.
This club, my money, my fruits of my labor, that's all for the woman that I love.
Get your finger out of my face.
And my children. So, Juliana, it's time for you to kick rocks. Get her out of here, please. Man, please.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about, Lucia?
Cookie is the love of my life. Always was, always will be.
I would tell you to watch your back, but I think you already know what I'm capable of.
Let's go.
Right now, you're capable of getting escorted out of the club that we took. Bye, bitch.
Oh my God. Oh, my God. Cookie could not handle it. She had to add a little two cents at the end.
Yes.
She had to.
I don't even know if that was Cookie acting. That was like Taraji P. Henson.
Right.
It was just so real and authentic. She need to win a trophy this year.
Exactly. Yeah, she should. It feels good when a man has your back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and she didn't expect him to do that at all.
And Terrence Howard is a great actor. To get slapped midline and keep delivering your line, man, that takes a lot of skills, man.
Yeah, but, you know, I loved all of that, but, you know, I'm into fashion, though.
What?
Her dress was better than Cookie's.
Her dress was bad.
Yeah, it was bad. Miss Cookie couldn't handle her with that dress, honey, so, girl, she still won.
Miss Cookie didn't have to handle her. She was escorted up out of
Miss
Cookie.
In that dress.
So Andre tried to call off having Lucius killed after Lucius did a 180 and decided to finally hand the keys of the kingdom over to Andre, but it was too late because the bomb went off in Lucius's car and Lucius got caught in a terrible explosion, man.
Uh-uh.
So cut to 3 months later and Lucius is in a coma and Demi Moore is his doctor. And let's just say that her bedside manner may violate some HIPAA laws.
Bedside manners, honey. That's how doctors doing it now.
I know. I need to go lay in the bed in the hospital.
Okay.
Get some loving.
I would try to end up in a hospital, but my nurse would end up being a dude.
Right.
Gary.
Yes.
Didn't you go to school to be a nurse or something?
Yes, I was in nursing school, exactly. So I definitely know how to handle the patient.
And is that how you handle them?
Well. I wouldn't want to lose my life.
So as just when the Lyon family was starting to lose hope of Lucius ever waking up, this happens.
Oh, there he is, Lucius. Lucius.
Yo, what's up, man?
I was really hoping he was going to wake up and think he was his pilot character from Red Tails. Why not, right?
I hope he turned into Whoop That Trick.
I'm thinking of a movie.
Make it hard out here for
hard
a pimp.
I hope it didn't last long.
If he had had that perm when that car blew up, he would have probably got burnt worse.
Well, coming up, y'all, my little homie Bow Wow joins us to talk about growing up hip-hop Atlanta, and he talks about how he felt getting made fun of with the Bow Wow Challenge. It didn't faze him. Check it out next.
Hey, welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, Bow Wow has been all up in the headlines lately, right, Brat? Anyway, he came through the studio to talk about this, that, and a little bit more, man. Check it out.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a guy we watched grow up right in front of us.
Oh,
and for one of us in the room, longer than others.
That
Ladies
is true.
And gentlemen, he's going by many names. He's going by Lil Bow Wow. He's going by Bow Wow. Now we're calling him Shad Moss. Ladies and gentlemen, Shad Moss is in the building.
Finally, what's going down?
Oh.
Dish Nation, what up?
Quizzle.
What up, sis? What's poppin'?
Before we get this rolling, you just addressed her as sis. And she acts so much as such. When I say, like...
Y'all probably can't say nothing bad about me.
She tried for not to let us say nothing, but we still say it anyway.
Absolutely.
I'm not saying that.
Nah, you got to.
If this thing ever ended tomorrow, I would be happy enough to know that that Brat would be out there in these fair streets, like, you know, defending our good names. Because when she rock with you, she rock with you tough.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right, so what brought you here is growing up hip-hop.
Absolutely.
Which you're like one of the producers of.
Yeah, the executive producer. You know, I got to throw that title on.
Throw that.
You own Brat then.
You
own her then because you're executive producer.
Look, see, you know she got something to say about
Brat
that.
Brat is not contractually signed or what you call it, exclusively to anything.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not owned by anyone but God.
Oh, hello.
Oh, God.
Even if she was on the OWN network, she would still be an independent.
Yeah, she's still not owned.
That's right.
Correcting error.
You better leave me alone, Gary.
Yeah, that's what we're here for, you know what I'm saying? Growing up hip-hop Atlanta, you know, it was just time, you know what I'm saying? And I said, if I do it, I need a higher position because of what I'm going to bring to the table. Word. And what we did with this season was, of course, you know, it's hard to get Wayne to pretty much commit to do anything. So, you know, I pulled Lil Wayne in on it. Wayne is on the show. Of course, Brat is on the show. And the list just goes on and on and on. And, you know, I said if I do it, it's got to be right. It has to look different. We represent the city of Atlanta, so, you know, we got to come with it.
Let's talk about the headlines,
okay? Let's do it.
Trains, Planes, and Automobiles, from a couple weeks ago.
God.
Yeah.
Were you on the plane or were you not on the plane?
I never said I was on the plane.
It was an insinuation.
That's the crazy
thing. Insinuated about it.
Yeah,
she was on the plane.
Technically,
I was New York bound. I just never said
really
I was on that jet. So that's why when I landed, and my mom was the first person who sent it to me. And when she sent it to me, she's like, I can't stand people. People always, they just always want to get famous for nothing. I said, Mom, relax. That was my reply message. And I just turned it off and finished watching the game. Then when I went downstairs for Preston, the PR for Wee was like, yo, this thing is huge. And
yes.
I'm like, I don't read comments. Like, I don't really, is it? Like, because I treat the internet like the Matrix sometimes. I go in and I go off and I'm in the real world. They're like,
it
no.
It drive you crazy.
No, no. Then Jermaine's like, it's on. I was at breakfast and ESPN, Stephen A. Smith did one. It's everywhere.
It's on the Bow Wow Channel.
He said it's on Fox News.
Yeah.
It's on. I said, is that big?
Yeah.
Got on the phone. I was like, hey, yo, we might have something here. Hey, we got to roll with this one. Yeah, premiere week is in 1 week. Yeah, let's roll with this one.
But you know, Bow Wow, I think you came in an era where, you know, you're mature. You know how, like with me on this show here, I take the brunt of the jokes. You can say whatever you want to say to me. Mm-hmm. I don't give a damn.
Right.
And Brat has gotten much better. Because Brat used to be a type person. I mean, you say something, you know, she was a bull. Nah, I thought she was a little better. She
what I do, Gary?
She was. She'd be like, wait, honey. And now,
no,
honey,
for real.
I say something to her, she just let it roll.
I had to learn that. Yeah. I used to want to be the butt of the joke.
Man, you
but
got
it kind of, you get into it and you be like, okay, I'm going to just let it slide because I can't fight all y'all everything, and it's supposed to be funny, so I'm supposed to laugh even when it's on me.
Exactly.
That was hard to do when I first got here.
I know
here.
That, but
you
have gotten much better.
Yes. I wanted to rip your head off,
I love to throw. I talk about you. I talk about Mariah. Y'all her
crazy.
Favorite people.
I would go crazy.
And now she's just like,
It's a part of the job, so
right.
I get it. You know what I mean? So I never really get mad. And a lot of the times, us celebrities, we bring the news upon us. So all y'all doing is reporting the stuff that you
what we want y'all to talk about.
You know what I'm saying? So
giving you some
air
time.
Right.
Exactly. So I roll with it. It's all good.
Press is good press.
Absolutely.
I'm proud of you,
dog. Hey, man, love.
Yeah, man.
You take the hits, man.
You got to,
you
man.
You take the hits. But ladies and gentlemen, Bow Wow.
Appreciate it, man. This nation. That's right.
Yeah.
Love.
All right, y'all, you do not want to miss tomorrow's show because our BFF Andrew Freund gets his muscle on with Baywatch movie hunk Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh, my goodness.
But first, we caught up with my boy Bow Wow, the star growing up hip-hop Atlanta, and we sent head crack to the show's premiere here in ATL where he met members of hip-hop royalty on the red carpet, including DJ Hurricane, Jermaine Dupri, and Moi, darling.
anybody on the Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta cast, if you could get adopted by any one of them, which one would you pick?
Probably Shania.
She's bad.
Shania, because she's very positive, she's very nice, she doesn't have any drama. And you know that means she'll have some great guidance. I would want to be around some positivity, because you know in this reality TV thing, it could be a lot of negativity.
We're chilling here with Hip Hop Royalty on two different levels, man. Jermaine Dupri is in the building. We got Shania Mauldin in the building. If you can get adopted by any hip hop family, who would you want to be adopted by?
Hi!
You're supposed to be where I'm at.
No!
I think I would probably Rev Run, though. Yeah, probably Rev Run.
What was that first song that you heard that pulled you into the whole culture?
N.W.A., Straight Outta Compton. I was a big West Coast hip-hop fan growing up. And I remember the first album that I could really recite was N.W.A. Eazy was one of my favorites.
Probably a song called Milk Is Chillin', Gizmo's Dillin'. What could I say, top living? Yeah, that was crazy.
Well, is it this a face we miss? Ladies and gentlemen, Ebony Stills on the red carpet, Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta now. What was the first song that pulled you in?
I'm a Beastie Boys fan.
Okay.
Okay, so when you talk about hip-hop, I love Beastie Boys. And I also, I think Paul Revere is one of my favorite ones. And Mary J. Blige, when she just said, dun, 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 dun.
What was the one moment, like, maybe back in the days where, like, you know, maybe you got your first shot where you, like, fanned out growing up in the game?
Damn, I'm so cool. I mean, it's hard to say I fanned out. But meeting Michael Jackson was kind of classic, you know. Hanging out with him in the studio, that was a classic moment.
So what do you and Michael Jackson talk about?
It was actually, he wanted to do a record with Run DMC, and me and Jay always hung together, so we walked in together, and Mike was there, and we sat down. He had his monkey with him, and, you know, it was after that, it was ill.
And the whole time we've been on this red carpet, we've been trying to grow hip-hop up. We're taking popular song lyrics, and we're trying to grow them up a little bit. Kendrick Lamar has a song called Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe. Grow that lyric up. Bitch don't kill my...
Bitch don't kill my... pride.
That's very grown. You're about to be paying taxes.
Okay.
Ying Yang Twins, wait till you see my... How do we grow that one up?
It's not gonna rhyme, but wait till you see my credit score. Because when that song was out, it was not good.
Now, Brad, check this out. I need you to grow this lyric up for me. Ying Yang Twins, from the window to the wall to the sweat runs down my...
bra.
That's grown as hell. If you was to take a song like The Police and grow it up, how would you grow that lyric up?
Stop hitting us, police.
That's a nice way to ask.
Stop hitting us.
That's what I like. I'm with that one.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, things are going great for Jamie Foxx. He's got a new show on Fox called Beat Shazam. He was recently photographed snuggling up with Katie Holmes in Paris. But he says none of it would have happened if Oprah hadn't staged an intervention because he was drinking and drugging, and they said he was throwing it all away.
And Oprah calls you? You well, think you were drunk? I think I was drunk if Oprah called me. I'm like, shut up. This can't be Oprah. I gotta be drunk.
He showed up to Quincy Jones's house at Oprah's invite.
Command. When Oprah tells you to go someplace, you go.
Well, he shows up and Sidney Poitier is there, as well as a bunch of other famous black actors, and they have this intervention. And Sidney said, when I saw your performance as Ray Charles and Ray, it made me grow by 2 inches. So all these black...
Yeah, I'm like... It's a weird way to say boner.
No, it made you feel big.
Oh. Sorry.
Made him feel more powerful. It empowered him to watch his performance.
Obviously, his friends were rallying around him, telling him that it was time to clean up your act, which I think is great because we should all do that to Frank.
Yeah, the thing is, they did have an intervention with me for Dish Nation. They actually called me down there to headquarters and got everybody around and said, hey, this not drinking thing's not working out. Start drinking again. You're boring when you're not drunk. I said, okay.
Cheers.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.